This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 3 a.m. Hitman knows he's a chief.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The raised fist, the global people say, what's that communist symbol? They did that 100 years ago. I'm taking the raised fist back. We're going to resist the globalists. That's our symbol. Like saying the Illuminati is the Jacobins in France and Germany. Illuminati just means enlightened. That's our term. We're taking it all back, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Ashley Beckford. We've got Owen Shore. We've got Liam McAdoo here, and a few more calls we're going to take. Appreciate folks calling. I want to say, have a blessed, safe, great Christmas coming up. Obviously, David Knight's here tomorrow. I'll be popping in with some reports. I love these roundtable reports. So just, I'm telling the producers, every day I want to get reporters in here. This is awesome. That's why he's built all the new studios and stuff. Dawn in Kentucky, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Hi, crew at InfoWars. I just want to say, Alex, one thing is thanks for that Frostigard. That stuff is great.
Thank you. I mean, it isn't just good for the obviously that. I mean, other glands. It's the strongest formula out there for less a price than others.
Well, I bought some for my husband, and I recommend, ladies, get your husband some. That stuff is just great. All your products we've got are great, but that one is really
so it's,
great.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I like the face that Ashley was just making. We got to cut to that camera. Well, you gotta keep the equipment running there, don't you?
That's right. Use it or lose it.
But I think Obama is going to try and start a war before, and I've seen this coming even during the elections. They kept talking about Russia, and the worse Hillary mm-hmm. was doing, the more they talked about it. And then after the election, it was even more. And. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why I'm so happy. Maybe the world's about to end and Jesus is coming back. We're all going to be dead. Maybe for Christmas, Obama blows the planet up.
Okay.
It'll be okay because it's liberal.
I'm all right.
I guess that's his thinking.
Great point. I mean, you know, we sit here joking. I think we've kind of hit peak insanity now.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like, at this point, I mean, he's like calling up the red phone threatening to attack Russia.
Well, I think that's why they're all hands on deck, that they've got to delegitimize Trump, no matter how deranged it gets, how much disinformation they put out there, because there is this potential. Obama wants that Russian report on his desk before he leaves. What if he comes out and says, indeed, it's Russia, the election is invalid? And everyone in the country's, you know, okay with it because they've been watching the fake news.
And now we know he's threatening military action, probably killing that ambassador.
Right.
Trying to, like, poke Russia.
And let's rewind the clock back. Remember, during the campaign cycle, Obama did not want to mention Russia. He did not want to mention the WikiLeaks. He didn't even want to touch that. So what did he do? He had his minions like Joe Biden and other people of that ilk come out and say, Russia hacking, Russia hacking. And then he comes out now and says, well, we've been talking and reporting about Russian hacking. We've known about this for 6 months. We've been telling you about this. No, your minions were telling us about this because you didn't want to touch the topic.
Exactly. Let's
now
one
you
want
to touch it.
Oh, we got Joe, Chris, and I'll try to get to these coming up. I'm going to go a little bit into, you know, I'm going to introduce Stone here. But Joe in New York was talking about the next event. They've been attacking Trump. What's the next event, Joe?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I think it's the first time I got through it in about 9 years of listening. But I think that we're kind of missing the point when, you remember back in the 2008 election, Obama said, I'll have more flexibility, you know, after the election. Maybe he was talking about that election, but maybe, you know, this is really where he has more flexibility with Putin. And, you know, as much as I want to believe that he's going to be a good guy, I mean, he's still an active participant in the Syria war. He's, you know, still sending troops there.
He's attacking Russia, basically. You know, he's crazy. I mean, look who he's advised by. Brzezinski's completely insane.
He's out there playing golf when there's terror attacks going on. I mean, he's deranged.
With 1 month left in office. 1 month, and he's going to hit the golf course.
Terror, every time someone gets their head chopped off, he's like, oh.
Great point, Joe. I'm going to hold you guys over to say hi to Roger Stone, all of you. But real quick, Chris in Georgia, what's the next event?
Alex, just one quick question for you.
Sure.
You keep mentioning the elites are trying to kill Donald, but since Pence is far more establishment than Trump, I mean, pro TPP, isn't that certain?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pence has done a lot of good things. Overall, very conservative. I wouldn't call him super establishment, but he's definitely an establishment Republican. a lot better choice than some of the others? That's a good question. We should ask that coming up. Thank you, Chris. And then Chris in Virginia wants to talk about the next step, and then also Charlie. But we're going to come in and say hi to Roger Stone, bring a few issues with him, then hand the baton. He's always got a loaded broadcast when he hosts the fourth hour. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to hand the baton to Roger Stone, who every Wednesday hosts the fourth hour. We're going to get him some liners made soon. We're going to be adding some other talk show hosts here to the InfoWar, what we call InfoWars Live as well. Now I'm about to punch out. I've got Ashley Beckford and Owen Schroyer in the other studio. We're here in the Alpha studio, Leanne McAdoo. But I wanted to bring this up to Roger Stone because I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love spending time with family. I love spending time with the crew. We're all having a pretty good time. Donald Trump's elected. Gallup says it's the highest level of confidence in business and individuals ever recorded in Gallup's 100-plus year history. They call it Trumpphoria. Tens of millions of dollars every week are being announced of new jobs coming back in because we don't have a president who's out to get us. But meanwhile, 2 months ago, Hillary, Obama, and the head of NATO, I'm looking at Reuters right here, massive cyber attack to trigger NATO response, Stoltenberg, head of NATO, they went on to say in the fourth paragraph that the new policy of NATO would respond to a cyber attack with conventional weapons. It says conventional weapons. Now it's being reported Stuff on InfoWars.com. There's also an NBC report that Obama, when he called the red phone last week, said we could militarily strike you with no proof that it was actually a Russian hack. When we have the Chinese communists, the Saudi Arabians, everybody else bragging that they gave, in the case of the Saudis, 20% of the money to her. This is unbelievable. So Roger Stone joins us from his studios. And I got to say, he's amply dressed up like a James Bond either villain or I guess, MI6 officer. But he does look like he's dressed up, you know, to like try to repel a death squad assault. So it's kind of best of times, worst of times here. We got the Christmas trees and all the fun. And meanwhile, with 29 days until the seating of Trump, you have all this great stuff happening while the left goes into total insane asylum behavior. MTV launches videos saying whites are inherently evil. They withdraw the video. It seems like they are melting down. The problem is they've got the nukes for 29 days. I'm told by my Pentagon sources and CIA sources and other sources that there are, yeah, there are folks as high up as you get, so I put generals in, waiting for them to try a counter coup, and it's going to be, and we don't want that, but that's what we're seeing. There's all articles that I'm saying a rogue group of CIA could try to kill him. When they call him a KGB agent or an FSB agent, that's what we're talking about. I think the next 29 days are the most important in human existence. Roger Stone, no need to respond back. I just want to hand the baton to you and get your response to that, my friend. I know you have a loaded roster here today.
Well, Alex, you're exactly right. You see, the whole the Russians did it gambit has failed. As the InfoWars site shows today, 29% of the people, not even a third, believe this canard. So despite the very best efforts of the Washington Post, the New York Times, former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, current CIA director John Brennan, special focus on those two in my upcoming book, by the way, The Making of the President 2016, they have failed. This entire gambit, this coup d'etat aimed at the electorate has failed, and now they would like to plunge us into war before Trump can get sworn in. This belligerence, this neocon bravado, is an absurdity. This is why Trump is for detente, and he'd like hard-headed negotiations and peace with the Soviets, with the Russians, I should say.
Well, my friend, again, I'm going to let you get to your big show you've got lined up, but I would imagine you agree with me that this is front and center, a clear and present danger of the highest order. I mean, they're saying, from Keith Olbermann to Maddow, just Russian scum foaming at their mouth, beating the tables, just calling for war. It's total insanity. I believe that these are megalomaniacs who cannot stand the fact that they have been removed and are clutching on. I know, obviously, Trump's aware of this, but just talking to Owen and talking to Ashley and, of course, Leanne, any other points or questions? Then we're going to hand this over to Roger Stone.
Well, I think that they've been building this for a while, Alex. Joe Biden said that we will respond with a physical attack to a cyber attack just as a general statement a few months ago. Didn't mention Russia or anything, just a general statement. We will respond to a cyber attack with a physical attack. Now you got the red phone. You got the rhetoric from Obama. You got 29 days left. They don't want to hand over power. You know what's at stake. We all know what's at stake. Trump knows what's at stake. I think for you to say these next 29 days are some of the most pivotal in human history is perfectly
remember
reasonable.
What Chile?
But sadly, most people don't understand that, Alex.
Was it Chile or was it? Yeah, it was Chile or was it Brazil? I was getting mixed up with the Falklands War. I watched a documentary about it years ago. I remember watching it when I was a kid. The president was about to get removed from office, so he just launched a war to be popular. This is the oldest trick in the book. Roger Stone.
Yes, Alex, I think there's a lot to what you say. I'm particularly concerned that you've had these assassinations of three high-level Soviet, or I should say high-level Russian officials. One has to wonder whether that isn't some provocation by the neocons. Now, I'm not a deeply religious person, but I believe in God, and I'm a Christian, and I pray for Donald Trump every night, because I think the easiest way to end this revolution would be to take out the leader, and I pray that he and his family will be safe through the inauguration and through the 8 years of his presidency.
Do you agree with me that claiming all this and activating COG and trying to start a war could be cover for civil unrest and a rogue group of the CIA or other group assassinating President Trump?
Well, part of the problem here, Alex, is I think that President Obama will only do those things that he think he can get away with. when only 29% of the people buy this whole Russian yarn about the hijacking of the election, I think Obama has to be concerned that he doesn't have the kind of support in the country to pull off that kind of martial law, that kind of repression. I think the people would revolt. And
people should call the White House, write letters, emails, and say, we know what you're doing, back off. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to you. Sorry to cut into the time. Roger, amazing job. Roger Stone.
Great to be here, Alex. Many thanks. All right, so we're going to move now to a very interesting matter that has come to my attention, and that is an article by Jacob Engels, libertarian activist in Orlando, Florida, who tells us that the Pulse nightclub victims, those people killed in the gay nightclub by Islamic terrorists, have brought a lawsuit against Twitter and Google and Facebook and YouTube, because while anti-Islamic messages have been censored, no effort was taken to censor the very people who perpetrated this attack. So, Jacob, are you with us? I'm going to keep moving along. I recommend this piece, which you can find at the East Orlando Post. Actually, this piece was put up by Channel 13. This is part and parcel of the entire fake news and censorship campaign that Alex Jones has been thinking about. Jacob, are you with us now?
Yes, sir.
Great. So lay this out for us. We'll go to the end of the segment, and we'll pick you up on the other side, because this is a fascinating story, and I think the InfoWars listeners and viewers need to hear it.
Absolutely. You know, what you've already said really hits home the point. These social media giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they have allowed the radical Islamic terrorists to use this platform. They have allowed radical Islamic terrorists to push their propaganda on these platforms, yet they're somehow more worried about censoring people like Alex Jones, yourself, Milo Yiannopoulos from Breitbart. So it's a really concerning double standard that they're having. They throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, there's just too many accounts. They're popping up all over the place. We don't have time. We can't stop the terrorists. But they absolutely can, and we've seen them do it. They censored so many people through 2016, conservatives, libertarians, free thinkers. So it really is not a valid excuse.
No, clearly they are using the back door to Google to censor alternative thought, conservative thought, ironically blaming us for fake news when they are the ones who are promulgating the fake news. This is one of the main reasons why I urge people to go to the InfoWars.com site and sign the petition, so that we can make President Trump well aware of the fact that Congress is about to finance and fund what is in essence a censorship board, where the government would ride herd over free expression and decide what's real and what's fake. Folks, this is a very, very slippery slope. So I urge you to go to the site and sign now. Those petitions will be presented to the president-elect in a dramatic way. So there can be no doubt that this issue is on his agenda, and he understands the effort to censor those who supported his candidacy or who reported news that was legitimate during the campaign and couldn't be silenced, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others who were playing the game.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you, while we're at it, what is your view so far? I know you're of the more libertarian bent. How do you feel about the Trump cabinet to date?
I think President-elect Trump has demonstrated a unique ability to surround himself with not only business leaders, but leaders in their own realms. And what we often forget about his style, and I know you know a lot about it, but he is a great person. When he's reviewing these people for high-level positions, he's not necessarily most concerned about, do you have 10 degrees in this particular topic? He wants to know the full breadth of these human beings, of these individuals, and I think he's done a really good job so far. I'd like to see Peter Thiel become involved. I would love Ron Paul to become involved in some capacity, and I think he'll move towards picks like that as we get closer to the inauguration.
Well, of course, I'd like to see Judge Jeanine Pirro as the new FBI director. She could clean house there. I'd like to see Kimberly Guilfoyle go to the White House press shop to be the president's spokesperson. I'd like, of course, to see Judge Andrew Napolitano go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, that's my dream team. A lot of people there from Fox, but nonetheless, good people, capable people with a real background. I mean, Jeanine Pirro was a career prosecutor, and she has a better and more finite understanding of the crimes of the Clintons than anyone I have seen on the air. By the way, you can go to Stone Cold Truth and sign the petition to charge Hillary. Anybody who thinks that we don't remember when liberals told us no person is above the law and that we are not going to press for a full investigation and an accurate cataloging of the Clintons' crimes, well, no justice and no peace. I am not going to stop raising this question. I think that we're going to learn more about the Clintons' crimes in early 2017, as the Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner treasure trove of documents becomes available. I actually saw, speaking of fiction, a terrific piece by John Podesta this week. I'm not sure which is worse, that Podesta is in denial about what just happened in the election, or that the Washington Post actually prints this crap. Because he actually says, for example, that there was a full investigation of Hillary, and they could find no evidence of lawbreaking regarding her email server. And it wasn't even close, his words. Actually, even the FBI director outlined her crimes and then announced to the shock of everyone she wouldn't be prosecuted because she was, at least at that juncture, above the law. He repeats again the canard that Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Donald Trump are somehow in league with the Russians. The Russians were aiding the Trump campaign. Again, the exact same charge he made before the election, now making it again after the election. No supplemental facts, no evidence. Even PolitiFacts yesterday actually reports that there is no evidence whatsoever of Russian hacking in our electoral system. So the three-part campaign waged by the left, pounding the drum about the popular vote, pounding the drum about the recount. We're going to have voting expert and election law expert John Hagerty, probably the most respected guy in the Republican Party when it comes to these issues. He is the guy the Trump campaign sent, along with the team of others, to Wisconsin. He's going to tell us about the fraud that was the Wisconsin recount. We are going to also, I think, down the road, we're going to focus on my labor of love, the Making of the President 2016, which I am rushing to get a manuscript to the printer even as we speak. I do want to take a quick moment for a break because the inaugural will be upon us very shortly. And everybody in my crew, everybody in my family is wearing a Trump is my president T-shirt. This is the show of solidarity. You can go to Infowars.com and buy these. This T-shirt's going to end up in the Smithsonian, folks. Get it now because this is the original deal. Believe me, the trained eye will be able to tell the counterfeits. This is not a counterfeit. This is the original Infowars shirt, and you can get it now. But if you want to have it by the inauguration, I suggest you go right to the Infowars.com store. Now, I also want to mention that you have an entire super sale going on for Christmas. Two of my favorite products, Brain Force, which frankly there'd be zero chance I could finish this book manuscript without it. You wake up in the morning, you pop a couple of these, and believe me, it energizes you, it gives you mental clarity, it gives you focus. There would be no chance I could finish this book in time for the deadline without it. I also am a big fan of, I think it's DNA formula, I think it's bio-DNA, which I utilized recently for a little stomach upset. We'll come back and talk about that now. But free shipping, deep discounts on all of the best products at Infowars.com. If you want them in time for Christmas, folks, you got to move. But this is a twofer. You can help the revolution and you can buy these outstanding and carefully tested products. Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars put nothing up on their site that doesn't have many, many testimonies in which they themselves have not tried and found to be efficient and well worth the money. Some of these are the purest forms you can get. Now, I'm one who has dabbled, you know, in herbs and natural supplements for many years. I'm a follower of Eastern medicine. Rarely have I seen the quality of the herbs that you can get on the InfoWars store. You can get watered down and diluted, second quality online. Don't go for it, folks. This is the real deal. So let us continue. Do we have John Haggerty on hand? Why don't we reach out for him? And while we're waiting for that report, I do want to talk about what is coming in Washington, because it is scary. We had an operative who infiltrated the J20 committee planning session. And let me go through what these folks have in mind, because this is not some benign, civilly disobedient protest. They intend to march from McPherson Square to Columbus Square. They are going to march during the lunch period immediately after the inauguration, approximately 12:30. Their goal is to, and I quote, create a sense of crisis. They are going to harass inaugural visitors as they step off the metro stations. Multiple waves will be harassing Secret Service security checkpoints to the National Mall. Roving press protesters in the crowd will be using drums to break up the program. They intend to launch a pirate radio broadcast. Drones loaded with rockets to attack the parade are under consideration. Secret Service, take notice. Happy to share this with anybody from the service who wants to contact us. They are going to have roller derby women zooming through the crowd, knocking people over and disturbing order. Now, January 6th through 8th, they have their street medic training. January 8th, they have a huge mass meeting to plan this disruption. January 14th to 16th, they are going to be training their shock troops for violence. January 14th through 22nd, they converge on Washington in an effort to paralyze the city. Chinatown and K Street nonprofits have been opened for legal and medical assistance. Those are front organizations. And the affiliated groups here are Rising Tide North America. These people are behind the Dakota Pipeline protests. Showing Up for Racial Justice, S-U-R-J, and, of course, the ever-popular Black Lives Matter. This is the blueprint for disruption. This is the Alinsky plan. You're hearing about it here on InfoWars. This is what the forces of repression and censorship have planned. So we have our own event coming up on January 20th. It's the Deplorable, now moved to a much better venue at the National Press Club, January 20th. This is going to be the non-elite gathering for activists. This is where the Trump first team is going to go. So if you are at all planning on coming to Washington during the inauguration, and I urge you to do some because in numbers there is strength, well, then I strongly recommend that you buy a ticket to the Deplorable. Alex Jones will be there. I will be there. The great Mike Cernovich will be there. Many other outstanding speakers. This is the true people's celebration of the inauguration of Donald John Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. This is going to be a hot ticket. I know that of 1,000 tickets available, 500 plus have already been sold. So we are lucky to have some seats available. But, folks, move quickly. If you want to hear Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and others, and you want to stand up for Donald Trump during these protests to show that we have the proof. Now let me make one other point, if I may. We have the Charge Hillary petition at Stone Cold Truth. I urge you to sign that. It's important. It's at chargehillaryclinton.com. ChargeHillaryClinton.com. I want you to sign up there. Equally important, Alex Jones's petition on fake news. This is the single most important fight that we confront in 2017. It's the effort to silence us. And InfoWars is leading the campaign. So thanks for joining me here today on InfoWars. We'll be right back. I'm sitting in for the great Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Said, I listen to Roger Stowe or InfoWars. Roger's a badass MF.
Thank you. That wasn't really the Reverend Al Sharpton, but it sure sounded like him. Thanks for joining me again on InfoWars, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Two terrific appointments that didn't get isn't getting the kind of attention I think it needs. And I think it answers the question that there are not loyal Trumpites be appointed to the administration. One is Monica Crowley, friend of mine of many years, a former top aide to former President Richard Nixon. A young woman who is a terrific writer, a non-globalist, a Trump supporter from the beginning, now going over to essentially be the director of information for the national security apparatus And then also, very happy to hear about, there she is, a stunning, smart, and enormously capable. This could be one of Donald Trump's greatest hires. And then the other person, frankly, I'm most excited about is Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow played a central role in the formulation of Donald Trump's economic plan to move this country forward. He is a proponent of growth. He is a proponent of cutting the corporate tax rate. He understands that the same tactics that President John F. Kennedy and President Ronald Reagan used to move the economy forward through tax reduction can work again. And President Trump should not be talked out of his radical plan to move this economy. With Larry Kudlow there, I don't believe he will be. On the downside, I have read about the potential appointment of Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations to the number two position at the State Department. For a myriad of reasons, I think this is a terrible idea. Let's keep an eye on that story and see if that really happens. Now I want to turn to John Haggerty, who joined me several days ago on the Stone Cold Truth radio show. An incredible interview that I really wanted to go into here. John Haggerty is among the most respected and knowledgeable experts on election law and recounts. And it was John Haggerty with a team of others, real professionals, who were sent to Wisconsin to manage the Jill Stein-generated, Hillary Clinton-backed, George Soros-funded recount. So, John Haggerty, welcome to InfoWars. Great to have you today.
Good afternoon, Roger. It's a pleasure to join you again.
So, lay out for our listeners exactly what happened in Wisconsin, and then give us a taste of Michigan and Pennsylvania, because based on everything I have read, the Clintonites, with Jill Stein fronting for them, never presented any evidence whatsoever of irregularities or undervotes, overvotes, nothing. Their entire complaint was based on two incredible arguments. One, that the machines could be hacked. When I said that before the election, they tried to crucify me. And that the polls didn't match the final results, so the final results must be wrong. Take it away, John Haggerty.
Well, that is correct, Roger. This was a baseless recount. And let me give you some background before we go to the specific states. So even though it's a federal election, state law controls the conduct of elections in each state. And each state is a little different in how they do things. So in Wisconsin, Wisconsin allows for a recount for any candidate if they're willing to pay a fee, and the fee is calculated on the number of votes and what the cost would be. So Jill Stein paid a fee of about $4 million to have a recount, even though she was the fourth-place candidate in Wisconsin. And she remained the fourth-place candidate even after the recount was over. So what she did was she dragged these hardworking Board of Elections officials, employees, who had just worked 4 months on a presidential election, and made them come in during the holiday season and spend 12 to 14 hours a day to recount the election in time for the Electoral College. The election system in Wisconsin is very professional, very professionally run. And in the end of the day, Donald Trump gained 131 votes, and Jill Stein gained about 60 votes. And to give you an idea, we're talking out of over 3 million votes cast in Wisconsin, which that change translates into 0.006% change, which is nothing. So, at the, you know, even though she paid the fee, you know, it required taxpayer costs to do this recount, and it comes out in the end of the day to nothing. There were they really had no allegations. This was conjecture and pie in the sky belief. Desperation, trying to because they're refusal to accept Donald Trump as the president and that he had won Wisconsin. Jill Stein's people started this recount, and Hillary people participated, and it was obvious to us that there was some collusion and coordination going on. But the Democratic officials conducting the election thought it was a waste of time. So Wisconsin. The machines really couldn't be hacked in the sense they're not networked. These are paper ballots that are scanned by machine. So in the end of the day, what this recount did was it proved the accuracy of this system in Wisconsin. because there was such minor change in the numbers. So basically what you had is you probably had some ballots that the machine couldn't read or the ink was too light. But it showed how accurate the system really is. So in the end of the day, Wisconsin conducted the whole recount really for nothing. And I hope the one thing Wisconsin does is change their state law so that there has to be some kind of mathematical trigger for candidates to obtain a recount. Like in New York State, for instance, it's statutory. Candidates have to be within 0.5% to get a recount. It's not court ordered. It's not pay a fee. If it's within 0.5%, it's that close, it's an automatic recount. And you can't get a recount any other way, and that's probably what they should consider in Wisconsin. Now let's go to Michigan.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
Tell us about Michigan.
Yep, well, let's go to Michigan. So Michigan, again, there were no specific allegations. And what really happened is the recount started for 4 days until the court stopped it, realizing what a farce it was. So I was in Wayne County, which is Detroit. And what you really saw in Wayne County and Detroit was irregularities that were really much that helped Hillary. You found that 37% of the city of Detroit's precincts tabulated more ballots than the number of actual voters that signed in the poll book, which is always an indication of something is wrong. But this wasn't hacking or postal. What this was stuffing the ballot box for Hillary. And so the way Michigan state law works is that a precinct cannot be recounted if the number of ballots doesn't equal the number of people in the poll book. Because if there's more ballots than people in the poll book, that means someone added ballots in afterwards. And these are all precincts that where Hillary won 90 to 95%. So the way Michigan state law is that it can't be recounted, that the election results on election night stand. And that's what happened in Michigan. The state court ruled that Jill Stein had no ability to bring this proceeding, that she was not an aggrieved candidate in any way, that it wasn't possible for her to win, and that she offered absolutely no proof to the court or the boards of election that something had happened. She was trying to make assumptions. And in fact, what will come out of this now is the state board of elections will conduct an audit onto Wayne County to see if it was human error or if it was actual fraud or negligence for the mismatch irregularities in Detroit. And very often, you know, in presidential elections with a lot of ballots, you have election day workers who work long hours and are poorly trained. And they make a mess of it. And pretty much that's what happened in Detroit. But again, no one was hacking any machines. No one was doing anything except maybe stuffing the ballot box a little bit. But again, in Hillary's favor. So in the end of the day, again, Donald Trump won Michigan.
All right. So the big three in their trifecta was Pennsylvania, a little more complicated. But tell us about that.
Yep. Well, Pennsylvania... again, Trump beat Clinton about 44,000 votes out of 6 million cast, or less than 1%. So, again, what they did was, Pennsylvania state law is different than Michigan or Wisconsin. They allowed them to take a random sampling of some districts to see if there were irregularities. And then if there are irregularities or there are issues, then a court can allow a fuller recount. But they weren't able to show any irregularity. They weren't able to show anything that mattered that a recount should be conducted. So when it came time to put up or shut up, the Jill Stein people, in some ways the Hillary people, couldn't prove anything. The judge actually called the suspicion of a hack Pennsylvania election borders on the irrational. This whole thing was designed. It's really ironic that Jill Stein and also Hillary Clinton, and we created the term Clinton Stein in Wisconsin. We would call it the Clinton Stein recount. That all they wanted to do was prevent these states from participating in the Electoral College. That's what it was. It was actually to deprive voters in these states of their ability as a state to conduct their votes at the Electoral College. So it's total hypocrisy on their part, because this wasn't – Jill Stein's supporters knew they were never going to win anything. They just wanted to muck up the process and to try and cost Donald Trump electoral votes. And it's a shame. The good part is in Wisconsin, the recount was conducted and finished on time so the Electoral College could vote. In Michigan, the courts, both federal and state courts, put an end to it, and the Board of Canvassers did. And in Pennsylvania, the court didn't take the bait from Jill Stein. So the good part is that the process worked. If you look since 2000, the Bush-Gore recount, many changes have been made in the election system. There have only been a very handful of close, big elections. And those handful were, you're talking about, after a recount, were decided by less than 300 or 400 votes. In all of these states, you're talking tens of thousands of votes margin, yet we're still having recounts when everybody knows nothing is going to change. So the good part about these recounts is they showed that the improvements made to the election system after Bush-Gore have actually worked and made the election system better. You know, when they talk about Russian hacking, the Russian hacking is into campaign emails, John Podesta's emails. The election systems themselves are really not connected to the Internet. And they, what these systems do is actually count paper ballots. They're scanning paper ballots. So in a situation where there was some question, you could go back and count the paper ballots.
Now, even the proof that the Russians were hacking emails is thin, to say the least. We now know definitively that the famous DNC emails in internal documents came from a leaker, not from the Russians. I mean, that it's time to put that canard to bed. As you know, John, six Democratic parties sued Donald Trump and I in federal court, arguing that we had a massive plan to intimidate minority voters at the polling places. That lawsuit went all the way to the Supreme Court, who declined to hear it. But after defeating David Boies, who was the hapless attorney who ran the Gore 2000 recount, we had to go into court simultaneously in six states on the same day. That's six different sets of lawyers. We are still paying off a legal debt. If you want to help, you can go to stopthesteal.org. We have a small debt there. We intend to pay everybody and all of our lawyers because these folks did yeoman service. And our election day operations were unimpeded after the court spoke long and clear, saying that Donald Trump and Roger Stone had no plan to intimidate or otherwise harass minority voters or anyone else. What is? Let me take a quick break here, and we'll come back to John Hagerty. I want to remind folks that Christmas will be upon us here shortly, and the Infowars.com store has some amazing products at slash prices for this particular Christmas. The new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is $9.95. It's a deep discount. This stuff has been successfully researched across the board, and it doesn't have fluoride, which has many reported drawbacks. This is a pure, effective, naturally based toothpaste, and if you are, like me, an occasional cigar smoker, you need this product. Now, this has peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and several other proprietary ingredients that make this an absolute bargain. So for this Christmas, for your stocking, jump over to the Infowars.com store as soon as we are finished and load up on this terrific product. You can also get Brain Force. You can get a number of other fine products. And, of course, the Trump is my president T-shirt we spoke to about later. Earlier. So, John Hagerty, back to you. What is your feeling about the Trump cabinet? I know that you are a longtime Republican activist in New York and that you were early Trump. And how do you see the early appointments?
Oh, I think it's great. I think that most Republicans that I know and Trump supporters that I know that aren't Republicans are very enthusiastic that he is keeping his word and picking people from outside the establishment or outside of the box. I mean, you look at the quality of the military people he selected to serve in his cabinet. They're incredible people. You look at the business experience of many of the business people. This is outside experience. This is common sense, everyday management type experience. It's not bureaucratic politicians, insider Washington type people, and that's what I think the voters wanted from the president.
That's
what they want, this type of experience.
I'm in agreement, John. I think that the appointment of Rick Perry to Energy is a perfect fit. I've long been a fan of Rick Perry. He has a tremendous record on energy issues and job creation in Texas, and I think this is the right job for him. Trump letting bygones be bygones with a real conservative and putting him on the team, I think, is a great appointment. Larry Kudlow, as I indicated, which I believe is in the pipeline, is the chairman of the Council on Economic Advisors, would be an excellent appointment. Monica Crowley, a superb appointment, an old pal of mine from the Nixon days, an exceptionally able person, a non-globalist, a nationalist, someone who gets the big picture. I'm very happy about Linda McMahon. This is somebody who's actually run a business. She's ideal for SBA, where I think the Trump administration really needs to put a giant effort on small business and minority business enterprise. Steve Mnuchin, I think, is a reflection of Trump. It doesn't bother me that he was once at Goldman. Doesn't bother me that Bannon was once at Goldman. Doesn't bother me that this fellow Gary Cohn was once at Goldman. Trump has made this clear. It's his agenda. The people at Goldman Sachs have some enormously capable people. But make no mistake about it, the agenda is the Trump agenda, not the Goldman Sachs agenda. Of that, I am most confident. So, John Hagerty, thanks for joining us here at the Stone Cold Truth. We're going to talk in the last segment about Mr. Stone's international best and dressed list, which will be out January 1st, and you're never going to guess who's on it.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What am I saying? I'm like the others.
You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
There you go. Thank you, President Richard Milhouse Nixon. Privilege for me to be here sitting in for Alex Jones on InfoWars. Great show today. John Hagerty told us the truth about the Wisconsin recount. Jacob Engels filled us in on the attempts at censorship of the families whose loved ones died in the Pulse nightclub attack by Islamic terrorists. And, of course, the latest on the key Trump appointments. It's no secret to my friends that I am hunkered down in Florida, working furiously to finish the manuscript for The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Now, folks, this book is blunt. It is factual. It is documented. It is historic. And it is revelatory in terms of how Donald Trump, with the assistance of the alternative media, pulled off the greatest upset victory in U.S. political history. So you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble. Shortly, I believe you'll be able to go to Infowars.com to get a great price on this book. You can go to the Stone Cold Truth. I want to make sure that the mainstream media cannot ignore this book, cannot ignore the truth. This is going to have a lot of revelations about Hillary Clinton, things you still didn't know, things that you will find outrageous and incredible, and how Donald Trump had the instincts and the guile and the cojones to face down the entire media establishment and grab the U.S. presidency, and how, to this day, they will not let him have his victory. They seek to delegitimize his presidency with phony recounts, with assaults on electors, with stories calling for his impeachment in New York Magazine. That's what we're talking about. So I urge you to get this book now. If you are looking for additional Christmas presents, the InfoWars.com store still has copies of the Clinton's War on Women. This is the definitive package on the Clintons, still relevant because it's clear to me the Clintons have not decided to go away. Bill Clinton is making every excuse in the book as to why his wife lost. Oh, it was James Comey's fault. No, it was Hillary's fault. The people didn't want her. They don't like her. They don't like her record, and she had no proposals. So you can still grab your Hillary for Prison 2016 T-shirts at InfoWars, pardon me, 2017 T-shirts at InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth, because this fight is going into the new year. This fight is far, far from over. And you are going to want to be in the vanguard of this movement. And if you're coming to inauguration and you're not wearing a Trump is my president T-shirt from the InfoWars store, well, then you better be wearing a Hillary for Prison 2017. Because those will be de rigueur in Washington, D.C. This is where, this is what the cool people will be wearing. So join me in Washington for the inauguration, for the deplorable, and get your T-shirt today from InfoWars. Roger Stone, with many thanks, signing off for InfoWars.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.